Hey, what's up, guys? This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. And today I wanted to do a podcast about, you know, just like a positive Monday, motivational Monday podcast. And I basically just want to do an episode about like how you can level up, like leveling up. The definition of leveling up is just like becoming better, being the person that you know you secretly, desperately, really want to be, and you become that person. Or leveling up means you push yourself to that, to the point of where you achieve the goals that you want, or whatever. It doesn't even have to be goals. It can be you level up your car. You've always drive the Pinto, now you have a Mercedes Benz. That's leveling up. Leveling up can be like you have your master's, now you have a PhD. You know, leveling up, it's just all about elevation and elevating yourself and just being the best you can be. And my vision of leveling up may be different from your vision of leveling up, because we're different people and we all have different lifestyles. So this podcast episode is basically coming from my perspective, what I feel that you need to do in order to level up. If you're tired of living the same boring life, you're tired of doing the same thing, I think if you listen to this podcast, maybe I can give you a few tips from my perspective. Let me say that again, because I don't want people thinking like, oh, that's not leveling up to me. Well, then it's not leveling up to you, sis. We all are different individuals and we all have different lifestyles. So I'm only speaking from my perspective. So if you want to hear this podcast, just check on in. Okay, so number one, I feel like in order to level up your lifestyle, just, you know, clean up your look, your image, your goals, whatever it is that you want to do, just basically leveling up your whole lifestyle. Number one, I would get up really early in the morning. Because I feel like if you get up early in the morning, me personally, I get up sometimes at like 5:45, 6:15, sometimes the latest. And I get up and I start my day. And when you get up early in the morning, you have more time to do all the things that you need to do during the day. Like normally, when you get up early in the morning, you should work out. You get up. You do something that's going to be beneficial for yourself and your body and your health. You take care of yourself in the morning. You do your skin regimen, or, you know, whatever it is. You drink your coffee or your tea. You do whatever you need to do to just feel comfortable, and you pace yourself. You check your emails. You get back to people that need to get back to. You need to get back to. You handle work that needs to be done. And I think if you have that type of schedule like I have, get up early in the morning. Get up early in the morning. The earlier the better. Early bird catches the worm, and that is very true. And I also think that if you want to level up and you just so tired of the same old, you're tired of the same people, the same environments, you know, you're just not feeling yourself, go work out. And I know I'm just like preaching to the choir, because do I go to the gym 24/7? No, I don't. But I make sure that I do some type of cardio every single day just to keep my heart together and to make sure that I'm just in shape. You know, I don't have to be perfect, but I don't want to just ever get to the point where it's out of control. So number one would be wake up early. Number two would be try to get some type of cardio workout, tone up, do yoga or a Pilates or whatever it is that works for you. Then I feel like in order for you to level up, you should probably get a makeover. And when I mean makeover, I don't mean like one of those makeovers like in the movies that you see like the nerds in school and then they change her up in the movies. I'm talking about like really makeover as far as who you are. You need to do some self-inventory and see if there's some things about yourself that you don't like, or maybe others are telling you about that you need to work on. And you can work on that. And as well as give yourself a physical makeover. Maybe you should try a new hairstyle. Maybe you should try a new haircut for the fellas. Maybe, you know, you should grow a beard. Fellas, if you never tried a beard before, maybe ladies, you should try to just do something different, just a makeover. It doesn't have to be like you're going to the Met Gala, but just treat yourself to a little makeover, you know, and make yourself feel sexy, fellas and ladies. Okay, my next tip would be self-care. So self-care falls into the part with the makeover. Self-care can consist of so many things. It depends on the individual. Like I said, we're all different. So self-care for me is getting my nails done, getting a manicure, pedicure, taking myself on a nice date or going out with my daughter or just taking her shopping, and we go into Sephora and buying perfume and or whatever it is that she wants to get. And I consider that self-care. It's just pampering yourself and treating yourself to things that normally you probably wouldn't. Like back in the days, you know, you were told that the man's supposed to buy you flowers. I think that's self-care. You can buy yourself flowers. That is a form of self-care. So ladies are not waiting for men to buy them roses anymore because they're buying their own roses, unfortunately. But it is what it is. So I would think that self-care is definitely a major tip to leveling up and attracting the person that you want to attract. You have to be who it is that you want to attract. And if you want that powerful, strong, intelligent, wholesome person, you need to work on yourself first. Self-care. I also think my next tip would be, in order for you to level up and be the best you can be, you have to work on your mental wellness. Your mental health is absolutely important. I don't think that anyone can be in a healthy relationship if their mental health is not together. If your mental health is in shambles, I think you need to go find therapy, or you maybe need to just be alone for a while and heal. I don't think that you need to drag anyone down that dark road. It's not fair. And I think in order for anyone to level up in their life with business and friends, family, whatever it is, you have to hold yourself accountable. And if you know that you have mental health problems, you need to try to address that as soon as possible, because mental health is very important in order to level up and be successful and the best you can be. You can't do that if your mental health is like in shambles, I'm telling you. So the next tip would be finding some type of spirituality. Find something that you're passionate about. Like, it doesn't have to just be anything religious. It could be whatever. Just, I say spiritual discovery, because I think we all need to figure out like where we come from, who we are, and just do more deeper internal research of what is spirit, what is God, those things. Just like the, you know, the questions that we all have, like how did the pyramids get here? I just think you need to just dive a little bit deeper than living on the surface of everyday activities that we are told to do, like go to work, come home, and do it all over again the next day. So I think that we all have to find some type of spiritual discovery within ourselves just to see where we're coming from, and so we can understand how the universe works. That is very important on leveling up. You have to make sure that you're well-read and just know where you come from. Leveling up is not just all about looking good. You have to also have some type of brain in your skull. You understand what I'm saying? You have to be able to be well-read. And I might say you have to be like, you know, Elon Musk or anything, but you should just be informed. Do not live like bury your head under the sand. Ask questions, you know, and then when you get an answer, go check that answer. Okay, so another tip of leveling up, I would say, is having gratitude. You know, so much of us are so, we just want it all. We want it all. We want it today. We want it right now. We don't want to work for anything. We don't want to wait for anything. We need instant gratification. We need it now. And I think that we're so oversaturated with so much stuff on social media and so many things that we're watching and all of these videos that we're like literally becoming brainwashed what we think is the ideal of the version of beauty, and we're just becoming delusional. And I just feel like we're not being grateful for the things that we have. We just always want more. We need more. We need more. And I'll compare what I mean to like the Kardashians, that family, how they became successful. I don't want to go into it because I don't know them personally, but I just feel like how much more could a person want? Like so many, you just want more and more money and more. A billionaire. I need to be a billionaire. I have to be a trillionaire. It's just like, listen, I just feel like we need to be grateful for what we have. We need to be appreciative. We need to give thanks and we need to humble ourselves because we do a lot, you know. We do so much. I just feel like we're losing the essence of what, like, identity is, because everybody looked the same way. Everybody is doing their hair the same way. Everybody's, you know, sounding the same and everybody looks the same. And I just feel like we just need to be grateful for what we have and just be appreciative. Let me move on because I don't want to keep rambling into gratitude. You understand what gratitude is. Just be grateful for what you have. And I'm not going to keep going, but I also have some more. Leveling up, you have to smell good. Do you understand me? I should have put that as number one. Leveling up, I mean, that's just a no-brainer, right? Everyone should smell good, but that's not the case. Some people out here are out here walking onions. You understand me? It's too hot to be smelling like armpits, and people are just not getting the memo. So I feel like in order for you to level up, you should always smell good. I don't care if you don't have perfume or cologne. Make sure you smell like fresh laundry. It's always a plus. It's always a plus. Nice downy, you know, some nice fabric softener, some good old smelling fabric softener. That's even leveling up. Like, sometimes people don't put fabric softener in their clothes. Listen, go get some fabric softener and go level up your laundry. It could be little things like that. Leveling up that way. It's just leveling up on a budget. If you can't afford to go and buy you a nice little whatever, level up, you know, the best way you can. But just always maintain your cleanliness. And also, one more thing. I know this might sound a little crazy because not everybody could afford this. This is the time that we're in, you know, everything is just overpriced and inflated. The inflation is ridiculous. But I think another thing to make you level up, or a part of leveling up, I would advise you, not everybody might agree, but I'm just, like I said, this is from my perspective. You should purchase like a piece of designer. Something, it doesn't have to be expensive. You know, all designers are expensive, but it can even be a keychain. It can be a little wallet. If you want a Louis Vuitton speedy bag or whatever it is, and it's not in your budget, but only you could only afford that wallet, then buy the wallet. At least you'll have one little piece of like item that it will make you feel good. You know what I'm saying? And it's not saying that everybody loves designers, because some people are going to be like, oh, that is just so materialistic. And girl, shut up. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to ladies that like to look good, smell good. Ladies that love nice things. They were raised with nice things. So I'm talking to those ladies and gentlemen. You understand me? Because there's some gentlemen that like nice things too. They like a nice cologne. They like to smell good. They like a nice little Hermes belt or something like that. Like, come on. I'm not being like a materialistic person right here. But what I'm saying is, when you have a piece of item that you know that you don't belong here, like, I don't even belong in this store, why I'm in this store, and you could afford a piece of it, it's just going to make you aspire to work harder to be able to buy whatever you want to buy. So like I said, that might not be for everybody, but if you really want to level up, get you a piece of designer. Like I said, I don't care what designer, your favorite designer. It could be Chanel, man. It could be a Chanel lipstick. It can be, if it's Gucci, it could be a Gucci belt. If it's whatever designer that you like, it can be an expensive perfume. Treat yourself to something that you know, like, this is very expensive, but I really want it. And I'm telling you, when you buy it, you're going to feel so amazing. But I'm also going to say this, be responsible with your finances. Don't buy it if you can't afford it. Don't do it. Don't even put yourself in that situation, because that's absolutely delusional. But if you got a couple of dollars to spare and you really want this item or whatever it is, then treat yourself and get it. You know, I do that with my perfumes. You know what? I really want to buy. I don't really like. I'm not the Baccarat girl. I don't like the way Baccarat smells. No shade to the people that loves Baccarat, but I don't like it. I'm more of a floral girl. I love floral. I love fruits. I love fresh. I love clean, citrusy, honeydew notes, vanilla notes. I love very warm, soft, sensual smells. I love those type of notes. I don't like woodsy. I'm not the woodsy, earthy, even though I am an earth sign. I'm not that earthy girl, but my perfumes, I really love a fresh, clean scent. Like, it's nothing better than just smelling like fresh shower, you know, nice, clean. That's why no matter how many designer perfumes I buy, I love Chanel Chance. That is my favorite, hands down, classic perfume forever. And I literally have multiple perfumes collections, and every day I pick up my Chanel. I haven't been wearing it lately. I've been wearing my Marc Jacobs Decadence. I've been wearing that lately. It gives me a little spice to it, but it's really nice and light. But anyway, this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. Level up, ladies. Level it up, guys. If you feel like you need to level up anyway in your life, if you feel like you want a better job, I can't tell you what to do. I just know what works for me. I'm leveling up, and I've been leveling up for a long time. I've come so far, and I'm still not where I want to be. But listen, your girl is in the race, okay? And I'm going to get to my destination when I need to get to my destination. But the moral of the story is, as long as I live on this earth and as long as I'm surviving, I'm going to take care of myself and take care of my daughter, and we're going to have the best of what I could afford. If no matter what that is, if I could afford it, then me and my daughter is going to experience it. So that's why I say to treat yourself, because life is too short to just work and die. And on that note, this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you soon. Peace out. Bye. What's up, guys? This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem, and I just wanted to come back with another little episode for another podcast. I did one earlier today on tips on how to level up. Like I said, that is just from my perspective. Everybody might not agree with how I feel about leveling up, what I consider leveling up, but that's how I feel. I'm not going to just do a long, drawn-out episode today. I basically just wanted to just, for one, give thanks to my Father God and my loved ones that's no longer here, my ancestors and the angels and the universe, for just always having my back and always being there for me, always lifting me up when I feel like I am overwhelmed and overworked and unappreciated. I just feel like I'm so blessed, and I'm so grateful, and I have so many wonderful things to look forward to, you know. And even though there's some hard times that I've faced, and there's some things that I've had to overcome, I am still here, and I'm perseverance. I am persevering, and I am absolutely blessed. So I don't even like to complain. I think it makes no sense to complain. Why? Just get up and do what you need to do. And like I said in my podcast earlier, don't have a broke mindset. You have to have a rich mindset. You have to know that you are worthy of everything. You are worthy of abundance. You are worthy of love. You are worthy of a comfortable, soft life. You are. And so, as far as the fellas, you are worthy of love too, fellas. You are worthy of all of those things as well. But you have to be aligned with what you want. And when I mean aligned, you can't be out here being a womanizer and asking God for a wife. And ladies, you can't be out here being a little Tatiana in Hot Girl Summer and twerking on Instagram and want a husband. It's just not giving what you want. You have to align with what you want. You are who you attract. And that's just what it is. So if you out here being so desperate and you putting that desperate energy out, all you're going to get is a person that is going to see that insecurity, and they're going to capitalize on that insecurity. And you're going to be the one that's going to lose in the end. So at the end of the day, me personally, I don't care about attention.
Who doesn't want to, you know, get recognized? We all do. But some people just want attention and they attract wrong attention. They're so eager to take the spotlight. They're so eager to, like, see what I can do. And it's just like, it looks a mess. You need to just focus on you. Focus on the Lord. Focus on God. Focus on whatever positive energy that you believe in. And you focus on that and you create, you manifest. Listen, everything that you want, you can achieve. You have to believe in yourself. And I know it sounds so crazy. I know it sounds so like, oh my God, you know, whatever. Everybody says that. But if you really believe in yourself and you have that drive, you can accomplish anything. I've accomplished some things that I've never thought I would ever in my life be able to accomplish. Like years ago, before I started my businesses, I was working for the man up until 2019, working doubles and triples in a nursing home and, you know, spending a lot of time away from my daughter because I was always working. And then when I decided to take my business full ahead, like just go 100%, no support from nobody, I don't have nothing to fall back on, that's when blessings started to happen for me, because it's like, this is all I got. I have to do what I need to do. I don't have mommy and daddy and auntie and uncle and granny and grandpa and all these other people to support me. I have no one. It's me, the Lord, my daughter, and my loved ones, the ones that I love, and they know who they are. That's all I got on this planet. So I don't have no reason to want attention or crave attention. I get sometimes attention without even wanting it. And that's on my soul. Sometimes I try to go under the radar and it's difficult for me. And that's why I don't dress inappropriate. I don't dress provocative. I don't need to. Sometimes I attract the best quality of the man. Let me calm down because I'm just like trying to get this out. Sometimes less is more. Like when you dress down a little bit more, you're looking more casual and just chill, you attract a higher caliber of guy or situation or business friendship or whatever. When you are so provocative, it just comes off as cringy and needy, like very desperado, desperate Debbie, and it's just cringy. So just always lead by example. I'm not perfect, guys. I'm just going. Every day I'm living, I'm learning, but I'm just dropping the jewels that I do know. I'm just dropping the blessings that happened for me. I know that I have spoken things into existence that were beautiful things. Sometimes I literally manifested so many blessings in my life. I'm not going to go into details about it. I'll do a podcast about that next time. But I've manifested some wonderful things. Just by the thought of it happening, seeing me having it, knowing I am worthy of it. I work hard. I'm a big believer in God. I'm very spiritual and I'm humble. I'm the type of person, if I was to become a millionaire, nobody would know. Nobody would know. Not a soul. The only way you're going to know I'm getting the coin is because you see where I'm living. You're going to might see, okay, yeah. Oh, you saw Tanikwa House? Oh, okay. Oh, ooh, she doing something good. Yeah, but you won't know that I'm a millionaire. Because that's not why I'm doing this. So the money comes. When you do what you love, the money comes. You might have your days when you're down and out. You may have your days when you don't even know how you're going to pay your credit card bills or whatever. But then you get that one day that everything just changed. Your whole life changed. Your credit is amazing. You know, your money is building. It's working for you. It's like God is so good. So never give up. Never give up. Because life is just, it's like one day away from you having everything. Just because today right now might not be what it is that you want, or life might not be going the way you see it should go, don't worry about it. You just have a plan for yourself. You rely on you and you trust in God and you trust in the Lord. And I guarantee you, you're going to get where you need to be. I am a walking testimony. I promise you that. I'm not saying something just to talk. I do this podcast because I enjoy doing it and I love it. And I love speaking and talking. And guys, I could talk all day. So this is definitely like literally like therapy for me. So what I'm speaking is true facts. I don't sugarcoat anything. I'm not trying to make myself look better than what I am. I am who I am 100% authentically me. But when I'm saying these things, it's because I experience these things. And I just know, like, I try to stay out the way. I don't want the attention. I don't want to be the popular person. I don't care to have a million followers. I don't care for you to know what I'm wearing today. I can have on a full designer outfit and look extremely fire, look beautiful, and I won't even post it on social media. I will go to a wonderful place that's beautiful that I would love to show, and I won't even post it on social media. I will take pictures and have it just for me. That's why I really don't post on my page anymore. I just post on my stories because I want to live a more low-key life. I'm already really low-key. I don't know if that has something with me being an earth sign. I'm a Virgo. I'm very private, and I'm more of a doer than a person that just always talk about what they want to do. I get things done, and I do it behind the scenes. So just because you don't see me grinding, just because you don't see me working, don't mean that I ain't making no bread. Don't mean that I don't have other businesses that's taking off really good for me. Like, God is so good, you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, I have so much to give to my community. It's so much that I want to teach my young sisters. You know, when I was younger and I was 15, 16, I look at how I was raised when I was 15 and how my daughter is. My daughter is a genuine 15-year-old kid. Like, she's a kid, no boyfriend. She's into her schoolwork. She's into anime. She's a smart kid. She's a quiet girl. And that's how she is. I grew up in a different era. So I witnessed a lot of things growing up. 15. I seen a lot of things at 15. And you know, so it's like, I didn't want to raise my daughter that way. All of the trials and tribulations I went through, I don't want my daughter to have to go through that. And I know this is life and nothing is perfect, and everybody's going to have their share of heartbreak and lessons. However, if I could soften the blow, I will. I teach my daughter about work ethic. I put her on game. My daughter's a young lady. She's been to beautiful places. She's been to top 5-star restaurants. My daughter is not new to the game. You understand me? And she's also not a kid that is like you will be easily, that you could persuade or try to manipulate. My daughter's on, she's on point. She's sharp. I'm her mom. And she's learning from the best. So that my whole point that I'm trying to make, because I'm just saying too much and I'm getting ready to go now because it's already 10 minutes and I only wanted it to be 2 minutes. So this is it. But what I wanted to say is just be you, unapologetically you. Unapologetically you. Just be you. You don't have to apologize for being who you are. You don't have to try to fit in to be someone that you think you should, like, oh, maybe this might work. Be who you are, because it's going to shine and it's going to show that you are different from amongst all of these other people. And that's why I am so authentically me. I am not perfect by far. I have so many things that I'm working on, and there's so many lessons that I learn every day. I'm going to be 40 next month, and I feel like I'm 40 years old, but I'm still learning. We learn every day. I'm still learning. There's still things that I'm working on. There's still things that I know that I can work on. And as long as I know that, I'm just going to keep trying to be the best I can be and always just stay out the way. Like I said, millionaire status, you guys wouldn't even know. You guys would not even know. They're like, Tanique was a millionaire? No, she's not a millionaire. Yeah, believe that. You understand what I'm saying? You know? But neither here nor there, money does not make the man. Man makes the money. And on that note, this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. I love you guys. Stay sucker free. Stay positive. If you're going through something right now, listen, today is just today. By the grace of God, tomorrow will be a better day. And, you know, this too shall pass. Always remember that. Nothing's ever permanent. It's never. Anything could change in a drop of a dime. Your living situation right now could literally change in a blink of an eye. You can probably be outside homeless and don't have nowhere to go. And in a blink of an eye, you can buy a dollar scratch off and hit the lottery. You know what I mean? It's all about aligning yourself with what you want and where you want to go. Now, if you're homeless and you just gave up on life, then it's difficult. But if you still have any fight in you, the size of a mustard seed, you have any amount of faith, you're going to get where you need to go. And you're going to be very, very happy that you got there. And like I said, there's so many things that I want to do. So many places I want to go. And you know what? is happening. And I'm so blessed. I'm so grateful. And I'm so appreciative. So stay positive. Keep going. Today is today. Tomorrow's another day. If you make it till tomorrow, be grateful. And just know that better days are ahead. I promise you. I've been through some things. And your girl is still strong. Still strong. Still strong. You understand me? Love you guys. Peace out. Bye.